Hey, you're listening to Mom, Wife, and Boss Life, where we have unfiltered conversations. I am your host, Yolanda Villa. Hello, this is Yolanda Villa, host of Mom, Wife, and Boss Life podcast, and I'm very excited to record this episode. It's been on schedule to record the last 2 weeks, but I have been extremely busy. If you guys know, I run a company. I'm a mother of two, and so it can get pretty hectic. I do these podcast episodes because I want you guys to hear from someone that's actually doing it, that's actually running a business, that's actually a mom, that's a wife, and that is dealing with struggles and overcoming some of them. And so I wish I could do these every week, twice a week, and just tell you guys what's going on, so you guys can know that you guys are not alone, that I have mom guilt too, wife guilt, and it's just part of the journey. Realistically, you know, the business and my family are a priority, but I do these, like I said, so you guys know that you guys are not alone, that you guys know that you guys can also DM me with questions, comments, and I love receiving them. I love connecting with you guys. This podcast episode is regarding an event that I went to in Southern California, and it was hosted by Tim Story. If you guys don't know who Tim Story is, he is wonderful. He is a motivational speaker. He is a life coach to celebrities. He is a pastor. He has his own church. I have a post about him on Instagram on how he has influenced my life from a couple years ago. I had always seen that he had posted that, but I had never attended. But since the last month, my husband and I have been, like I said, flying or driving out there. One of those weekends, we were actually there working. So I bought tickets for him and I. And then my last minute babysitter canceled. Like, literally, I was supposed to fly out on Friday. She canceled on Thursday. I had to completely change my flights, canceled them actually. And then my kids that day, that Friday, were getting out of school early. So we were able just to take them, drive out there 5 hours, do what we had to do. And so I had already bought tickets and I really wanted to go. So I didn't know if they allowed children because I had never been to Tim Story live event, and I had been to his church, but I thought, hey, why not? Let me try it. I bought them two tickets. It's a networking event for adults. My kids were not out of place. There was someone else that had a newborn baby and about a teenager that was there. So it's not like if you feel like, you know, you can't find sitters or anything and you want to go to one. I didn't feel like, oh my gosh, this lady brought her kids. Like, everybody was very welcoming. So I just want to say that because I was so eerie. Like, I did not know what to do. Should I take them? Should I not? I don't see anywhere about no kids allowed. They really enjoyed it. My kids are 11 and 6, and my daughter. So let me go back. It was Tim Story Live with Sarah Pendrick of Girl Talk Network. Sarah went up there and she talked about never giving up on your dreams. She told her story about when she was in college and how she started her business. She pretty much said, when someone tells you no, find another way to get a yes. My daughter was really impacted by that. I don't know if because she saw her. She has, you know, her blonde long hair. She's just adorable. And so my daughter was like, hey, that's the girl that's on the screen. And so I was explaining to her what she did or whatnot. She's, you know, woman empowerment and all this stuff. My daughter later on that night, she goes, she was trying to convince us that she should eat a hamburger. And so we were going to eat something else. She tells herself, don't give up. Don't give up. Try to get a yes. And so it was cute because she was practicing what Sarah had said. And so that was very cute and warm to watch her. And so she ended up getting her hamburger. It was just adorable. Tim's story was talking about a couple of things. And one of those things was, you can be the right person with the right plan, but if you're with the wrong partner, you'll end up in the wrong place. And that just that hit home because I know of people that have so much potential, that to be great things, that have great dreams, have great aspirations, and they have a partner that does not support them, that does not support the vision. And I think it takes two to achieve great things. And I say this, whether it's romantically, whether it's a business partner, you can't always do it alone. You need a team. You need a partner. And so when he said that, it really like hit home. And I say that because me and my husband were never, in the beginning of the relationship, we were not on the same page. One, I blame it on our age. We were 18, 19. So we had to grow up real quick. I was in college. I had to leave college. We had to join the workforce and we had a kid on the way. So it was, we had to grow up quick. And so my dreams for myself and my family were completely different than his dreams for himself and whatever. And so we kept fighting, bickering a lot for the first couple of years of our relationship. And it got to the point to where it was like, this is it. You know, like we both can't deal with each other. We were the wrong partners for each other. And I fully take responsibility for my actions. And he did too. We got to a place where we were on the same page. We had the same plans. We had the same goals. And we worked on ourselves. And when I say we worked on ourselves, we both had baggage that we had carried from childhood, from past relationships. And we brought it into our marriage. And so we had to pretty much do a self-help. We went to church. If we had to go read books and just talk about it. It was a process that we had to do within ourselves and realize a lot of things. And one of the things was that whatever issues I had, he had not caused, and vice versa. It got to the point too where we're okay. We're the right people, we have the right plan, and we have the right partner for what we need to achieve, and we're always on the same page. I'm not going to lie, there is days where it's kind of exhausting. It's not that it's exhausting, but we have to motivate each other. There's days where we are burnt out. Yeah, that's the word. We're burnt out, and so we have to continue saying, hey, come on, you know, this was our plan, and we have a weekly plan, we have a monthly plan, we have a yearly plan, we have a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan. And so those are the things that we work on, and we continue to work on ourselves. Lately, me personally, I have been very conscious of what I'm listening to, whether it's music, whether it's the news, TV. I'm very conscious now. And I think because I have worked on myself so much that I know what it took, I'm very picky with who I spend my time with. I'm very picky with who I tell my things to. When you realize where you are in a place mentally, spiritually, emotionally, you guard it. You guard it with your life. You make that a priority. And so I love that, you know, he said that because he then said, surround yourself with the right people with the right motives. And don't tell your business to everybody because you don't know if they're cheering for you or they're cheering you down. And that was a big eye-opener. I'm a firm believer in that. My husband he used to tell me, you're so untrustworthy. Like, you don't trust people. Sorry, it's not untrustworthy. You don't trust people. It's not that I don't trust people. It's just that I don't know their intentions. Maybe it's happened a lot in my life before that when you have a plan, when you want to do something and then you tell somebody and that person sits there and just kind of laughs it off like, oh, really, you're going to do that? Or says something, anything, any negativity. Even if you're so sure about yourself, you will still second guess it. You will still hear whatever they had to say. It got planted in your brain. Unfortunately, when I was growing up, I was very quiet. And so when I would tell people things, and if they were negative, it held me back. I had to find my voice growing up. And so that's a completely another episode of my childhood. So it's about finding the right people for you. And sometimes it's family members. Sometimes it's close friends. And people were asking him, well, Tim, how do you deal with family members that don't have the right motives for you? And he said, listen, it's family. You can't completely cut them off, you know, but you control the environment, you control the situation. Hey, they want to go to the gym, fine, we'll go to the gym. That's it. You want to have a cup of coffee, quick cup of coffee, let's go. Don't invite them into your life knowing that they're coming with negativity. There's friends that are great friends, they've been all your friends, but they're kind of just negative people. They bring negativity, and then your mindset starts changing. So you really have to be careful who you surround yourself with. And I'm a firm believer in that. I'm a firm believer. I have always been a firm believer. Keep your circle small. See who's willing to push you to whatever you want to be. And hopefully you're the same way with your circle. Don't just be like, hey, you know, motivate me or be a good friend, but you're not a good friend. Like, you also need to be a good friend. And then he said something. He said a lot of things where after a while I just stopped taking notes. I was just paying attention. He said, are you a scuba diver or are you a snorkeler? That visual was really impactful for people, I think, because it was, are you a kind of person that's just dabbles in whatever you want to do, your vision, your dream in life? And are you just satisfied with whatever you see in the surface? Or are you a scuba diver that goes all the way in to see the more magical stuff that not a lot of people do? And that was like a perfect metaphor. Like, it was so clear in my mind that I was like, whoa, like, what are you? I want to be a scuba diver. And then he was talking about we sometimes walk around doubting ourselves when we have royalty. We have royalty in our DNA. We are good people. We are mothers, we're wives, we're our business partners, we're business owners, and we're daughters, we're everything. And we need to sit there and walk like we know what we're doing. We need to walk and empower each other, not doubt ourselves of the potential what we can be. I love that he said that because my kids were there, and that is what you want for your kids to do. You want your kids to know that at a young age, because as we all know, sometimes it's troubled when you're young, when you are growing up as a teenager, there's issues. And so for him to have said that, I know my son took that to heart, because later on during the week he was talking about it, and I had already kind of forgotten. I had gotten back into my schedule, and he said something about, we are royalty. And I was like, yes, you are. But yeah, it was cute. But it's true. We sometimes question how far we can go, how far we can do to achieve our dreams. And so it was, if you guys are ever in LA, I know he has them like every couple of months. I will definitely be attending the next one. It's such a great networking event. You meet a lot of people that are in the same mindset as you. And so it's just great to connect with other people and his stories. I know he has different guest speakers. They're in Southern California most of the time. I think he has one coming up out of state. But you can follow him on his Instagram page, and he has his the link on his profile, and it has all his events. And I will definitely be attending the next one. I will let you guys know beforehand. If you guys do go, send me an email, let me know, we'll be there, and maybe we can connect. Thank you for listening to Mom, Wife, and Boss Life. Thank you. Thank you for listening to another episode of Mom, Wife, and Boss Life podcast. You can continue the conversation online by searching Mom, Wife, and Boss Life on social media or visiting our website at momwifeandbosslife.com. Thank you.